siblings, Carolyn and Jim. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it is August 12th. You know, it's been 32 weeks ago since January 1st, 32 weeks ago. Anyway, we are setting up here so that maybe if you'd like to, Jay and I are readers on One to Listen. And so what we're going to do today, too, is offer that if you have an in-depth question for us, you can call us at 7:15 and between 7:15 and 7:35 Pacific. And ask your question and join us, or you can join us in the conversation too. Just let us know which one you're wanting to do. And so to call in at 7:15 Pacific, dial 857-232-0155, extension 870303. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870303. And Jay, how can they get us if they want to come into the chat room? And good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Hi, Carolyn. If you want to join us over in the chat room, go over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there at the top of the page over there on the left-hand side of the screen. And that does open up a private Facebook window. It has the same name, 12radio. That's the number 12radio.com. And send over an invitation. We'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And once you're in, you'll see our banner there at the top of the page where you can join the conversation in the comments section. We would love for you to join us over there.
Yeah. And also, too, if you would like to, today we're going to come up with some quotes by unknown and known people. Some are going to be funny, some just make us ponder, and some are deep and some maybe shallow. But if you have any you'd like to add, you know, you can post it in the chat room there and let Jay know. He'll notice it. And then also, too, you can call us and join us on the between 7:15 and 7:35 to add yours. Which is in about 15 minutes. So the first one that I had was, it was funny because I had thought of this one and then I Googled it and it's already been done before. But I love this one. Ignore the noise, focus on your work.
Ignore the noise and focus on the work. That's a great one for those of us that are very empathic and easily distracted by that noise.
Shut it off and just go for it. Yeah, just keep your mind. I love it. What's yours, Jay?
I have, of all the people you will know in a lifetime, you are the only one you will ever leave or lose. The question of your life, you are the only answer. To the question of your life, you are the only answer. To the problem of your life, you are the only solution. And this is Joe Codert.
Okay, so that one's a deeper one.
It was. I went right to the deep one up front.
Yeah. So I guess it's just take responsibility and really tune in on self, right?
Well, and just remember that it is us. It's like, how many times are we waiting for the universe or somebody else to do something or for there to be movement so then we will do something when we can just be the one to do it?
Love it. Yeah.
The next one I have
is the best way to predict the future is to create it. And that's Peter Drucker.
The best
way to predict the future is to create it.
I I love that. I mean,
Yeah,
and it's a
simple. Yeah.
reiterates what the quote I just said too. It's like it
That's right.
comes down
Yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
So I have one from Lewis Carroll here, and it's, "You're entirely bonkers, but I'll tell you a secret. All the best people are."
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you have to bring out all your different aspects and make things completely you, right? I mean, nothing like showing your colors.
Right. Well,
Yeah.
and I'm thinking about the part of us too that the quote crazy part we don't want to let anybody see, or the part of us that's too much, or that we feel like might be coming on too strong, or we're too creative, or we're being too shiny, whatever that the whatever the I'm being too much is, especially when it's expressing a part of our uniqueness. Is it really just too much, or is it just maybe the wrong company that we're in, that just doesn't
Yeah,
value us?
it reminds me of an image that I just saw of Jack Nicholson with his hair blown to the side, and it was pretty much, I can't remember what the topic was, but it said, "I am what I am," pretty much. So it reminds me of that. Bring it all out, you know. So let your light show. My next one is by Timothy Leary, and it's Just Say No, KNOW. Isn't that great?
Interesting. Just saying no, but oh.
Yeah.
What does it do? What do you think that means? Like to know, like
Oh, well, I
KNOW, like is
you
to
just
be able to say no?
know what just know what you're working with. Just say, just, you know, pretty much probably it has a lot to do with drugs at the time, but you know, just say no. Just you know, just know what you're dealing with, know who you're looking with, but know what you're taking. No, just say no. I love it. So KNOW. Yeah.
With the KNOW, that really
Yeah,
throws it off.
I was at a hotel at a workshop with him, and we were getting ready to go to the bar, and he came out of his room, and he handed me a button that said "Just say no," and I said no, and he took it back, and I grabbed it from him.
You're like, hey, you
He,
said just say
yeah,
no.
I was like, I did, and then I had to like really steal it back from him. Anyway, go ahead, it's your turn.
All right. Quote, "The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it." Quote, Henry David Thoreau.
Say it again.
The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it.
Yeah, and that could be in a positive or a negative way. If you think that maybe a relationship is worth racing after that's not quite working, that's going to be an exhausting thing. But if you go after something that you really love, it's worth your time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and
I love.
just showing that there is a trade-off there.
Yeah.
I feel like it presses upon us the value of time.
Yeah, and so you gotta weigh whether it's something you really have to have. I love this one. If you were six when you were rock lo when Rock Lobster came out in 1978, you'd be 52 now. Not cute.
Well, at least if you wanted some help to know, that's a fun way to do it.
Yeah, all right. Not much to say with that one. It's just cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
All right, Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right." Whether you.
Oh, nasty. Yeah,
But
that's nasty.
let me read this one
Yeah, but
again,
it,
because this one's a
yep.
biggie for all of us. Whether you
Yeah.
think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right, Henry
Yes, I
Ford.
love that. Very to the point. Absolutely right. And it's kind of goes along with my next one. If you focus in the right direction, when you focus on the good gets better.
One's powerful. That
Yeah.
one's very true.
Yeah.
That's a really goodie. That's a goodie.
That's a goodie. Go ahead.
All right. Stephen Covey said, You have to decide what your higher priorities are and have the courage, pleasantly, smilingly, and non-apologetically to say no, N-O, to other things. And the way to do this is by having a bigger, quote, yes burning inside. So it's about having a bigger yes by having the ability to say no. I like that.
I love that. And because very often, too, so many people are afraid to say no. And so when you have that power within that, you know that you can say no at any second and it won't bother you by saying it. Yeah, that's a big one.
It is a very one. I have a birthday present from my sister. It's a no button.
No means no.
And so I can hit this button. It's like the easy button for Staples, only it's a no button and it has a lot of different ways to say no, like this one. but I mentioned that because that's been a really big one for me. It's hard to say no to people. Or it has
Yeah.
been. I've gotten much better, but it's
You'd almost
still
have to,
a work in
yeah.
progress.
Well, you'd have to wear that with you, Jay, so you can just
Yeah.
press it, when you're feeling it. It's like, what am I going to say about that? I can just press the button.
That's true. I don't even have to verbalize it. The button can do
Yeah,
that for me.
carry it around in your pocket. I love this one. This is what you want to look for if you're looking at whether a person is really good for you. This one is, if you ever need me, I'm always just 5 missed calls and 6 text messages away.
I like that. 5 missed calls and six mess t missed text messages.
Oh my God. Yeah, no.
That's very
Okay, go
modern. That's
ahead.
a modern quote.
It is. I love it. Oh.
If we all threw our problems in a pipe and saw everyone else's, we grab ours back. Regina Burt.
Think that's true because it's like at least you kind of experienced it and you know what you're working with, and the other ones look absolutely horrendous because it's like it's outside of your ballpark. Because you've not been studying it, so I think that that's true.
I agree. And also,
Yeah.
too, I think it can temper some of our feelings and emotions that might feel like, oh my God, I'm the only one dealing with hardship, or I'm the only one that's, having to go through this sort of experience. And then it definitely can help us realize, oh wait, we are definitely not the only one. And wow, people could be going through much worse. It's definitely can be a great way to give us perspective and
Nice.
like I feel like
Yeah.
the wisdom that can come. And I said Regina Burt, but it's Regina Brett.
Okay. Okay. Well, mine is an R also. Reba McEntire.
Ah, I like
To
Reba.
succeed in life, you need 3 things: a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone.
I like that. She's also, I mean, talk about a multi-talented woman, singer, comedian, actor. And I feel like that quote encompasses all those parts of her.
It does. I agree. She is pretty how a pretty powerful woman. Love her.
So this one's a little bit longer. It's more of a overall wisdom filler,
Paragraph.
and it's
Okay, go ahead.
let today be a day where you take nothing for granted, for life is fleeting, fragile, and precious, and can change on a whim. Say all the things you really want to say to your loved ones today. Say the things you would regret should they pass on and your words remain unspoken. Rejoice, for you and they are alive today. And should you or them pass on to the unknown shores, rejoice even more, for you have a wonderful love story to tell. Jackson Kinnard.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. It'd be nice if we could all say we can look back and say we did the best we could, huh?
I mean,
Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, you talk about people regrets in life, or they're going through their life review. I feel like these are the things that we're really looking at. And if we don't have any of those things to regret or to feel bad about or to wish we did differently, I think that things look much differently at the end than they would if we had a bunch of those things that we didn't follow through with.
Yep, I agree. It's hard to look at the, I mean, we all need to stay on ourselves and really go for the things we really want. My next one is, it's okay. You just forgot who you are. Welcome back.
I love that. You just forgot who you are. Welcome back. That's, I love that. It's so simple and fun. All right. So we have a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote. It is one of the most beautiful compensations in life that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever you help somebody else, you're helping yourself. It's, I mean, talk about when you're feeling down, nothing better than helping somebody else.
Absolutely.
That's,
And in the healing world that I've heard and I feel is true, when we give a healing, we get a healing. And I do believe that is like another dimension of what he's talking about here.
I agree. That's good. Love it. The wrong partner will set you back financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
And that's all one of those things is not great. The whole list of them is like, oh shit, get rid of that person.
I think maybe because it's making you mentally crazy, you're probably spending a lot of money, maybe. No, but it can work in other ways too. Okay, go ahead.
Spending money on all your vices because you're trying to
That's right. Relax it, relax it. Oh
get
my God, what am I gonna do?
through.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, this is from Rumi. Raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Let that one sink in. That one's a simple one, but
God, I
that's deep.
know that. Yeah, that is. Yeah, I'm gonna need a ladder. Do it again.
Raise your words, not your voice. It is the rain that grows flowers, not thunder.
Yeah, so really, the way you say things sometimes too, and it's the way you say things, and you don't have to raise the voice.
It's true. And I just want to mention here before Carolyn, you say your next quote, and that is the phone lines are open. So if you'd like to call in and add a quote, that is one of your favorite quotes that's full of wisdom, full of some kind of inspiration for us this morning. You're welcome to call in with that. And we'll also do a reading for you if you'd like to have Carolyn and I tune in while you're live on the air. And so I just wanted to mention that. And I know Tara is joining us this morning. It's great to see you, Tara.
Hi, Tara. What does she have to say?
Tara posted a GIF and it was like a, let me see if I can describe it to you. It's a beautiful, like sunshine in the morning. Looks like it's been colored with all the primary colors. And it says, good morning with a rainbow and a sunshine and some flowers. And Karen also is joining us. Hi, Karen. It's great to
Hi,
see you.
Karen.
All right. Is it
Hey.
your turn or my turn? I can't
My
remember.
turn, thank
Okay.
you.
Yay.
Okay. I feel like I'm in my fifth season of life, and the writers are making ridiculous shit happen just to keep it interesting. So many times you look at these reporters and stuff and talking about, I mean, talk about digging deep for crap, So that, I don't know. I just feel like we need to find some more good stuff in the news often. So, yeah.
Agreed. I think, and I
Yeah.
do, I feel like it's up to us because if we leave it to the mainstream or even social media algorithms, as far as for what's going to show up in front of us, Right now, especially the real world, the real life in the world is not that exciting in the sense of, well, it's very exciting, but it's not exciting in a let's go to Disneyland kind of way. It's more like there's a lot going on, a lot to keep up with, and there's some really terrible things going on in the war machine right now that can be really, really devastating. And that's the part that I feel can be hard to negotiate all those things. It's like how do you turn that valve of information on, letting the news in, and or how do we do it, but we do it in a way that we get to decide how we're going to disseminate the information to ourselves versus just like a free for all. And that takes some planning, I think, and some self-control on our part that we don't, go searching for the news. It's easy to do. We want to know what's going on, but also the just play with this idea that whatever it is that you really need to know, the things that are most important in the news that you need to know, that if you happen to find them out another way, like a friend tells you, or a coworker tells you, or it comes some other way, you're still getting that information. And so there's also like this certain amount of trust, knowing that whatever information you really need to know is still going to get to you, and that it doesn't need to be like this open door where we're in this constant hunt for the latest piece of information coming through the wires. Because it's not that it's a bad thing to know, but one thing to know in the knowing is when we're aware of these different pieces of information, it's taxing on our whole system, and it's just more for us to think about. And if I'm busy thinking about what's going on all around the world, I can't be focused on thinking about what's going on in my world. It's like
Get her
one
done.
or the other. So I say that saying I don't have the answers. I'm not saying you must do this or you must do that. I would never do that. But hopefully in our discussion today, we're leaning the inspiration for all of us towards what's going to light us up, what's going to make us feel good and strong, not the other way around.
Your
I guess it's
turn.
my turn. Oh, well, let me get right on to it. When you repeat a mistake, it is not a mistake anymore. It is a decision. Paulo Coelho.
How many times do we have to repeat ourselves sometimes with the wrong direction? It's horrible. It's horrible when we do that. And why did we do that? Well, it's what because we're expecting a different outcome, I guess, which is the but then that's obviously crazy. So,
Usually, I mean, I say usually, but it doesn't ever happen the way that we think it's going to happen if we keep holding out and doing the same thing, hoping for one of the times for it to show up differently.
that's right. It kind of goes along with my next quote, which is apparently what this person did because he probably chose the same direction. When I was young, I was poor, but after years of hard work, I am no longer young. So, maybe that person also kept choosing the same wrong direction.
Well, and sometimes I feel too, it's like acknowledging like how different all of our lives are truly, and how we are really working from a completely different deck of cards, each one of us, how we come in, what we have to work with, what life experiences are going to get thrown our way. And my point to sharing that is some of us, well, let me just say it this way. Life is just going to be very different for all of us, like very, very different. And the world gives us these ways to like dream and make a plan and have like a something in our mind, like a vision in our mind to work towards. But those are the world's visions. They're not necessarily our visions, and it isn't necessarily taking into account what it is that we're working with or the place that we're working from. And then we can get really hard on ourselves that, you know, our situation is so different than other people's, and get hard on ourselves about that. But it's like, that's just extra heartache and frustration that we have to work through that isn't even necessarily true. I mean, it might be true in the sense of, yeah, what we're dealing with is frustrating, but not true in the sense of that we've done something wrong. It's just our life is different. And it's like accepting that difference and also working with that
and working with it. Yeah.
And working with it. Yep. Exactly. Not trying to keep bring it back to place where we think we need to be.
Yes.
All right.
Give us another one.
Dr. Dennis Waitley says, there are two primary choices in life, to accept conditions as they are, or to accept the responsibility for changing them.
Yeah. And so often we forget that we can change them. And that's the one we have to do when it's not quite right for us.
We
and,
do.
You have to be on Johnny on the spot to do that.
I want to say real quick here, before we go on, Amy is joining us on the phone.
Hi, Amy.
Amy, are you there? Can you say hi to us?
Hi. Good morning. Hi. How are you?
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
Oh, kind of okay, I guess. Better. I can't complain, put it that way, because things can always be worse, right? I'm listening to all your readings here, and it's so true. You know, the things you're saying, I mean, life can always be worse. You can't complain because somewhere there's somebody who has it a lot more difficult. So I count my blessings every day. And but today, you know, I was hesitant to call, but I thought, why not? I have nothing to lose. I'm going through some really difficult financial times, and I've been considering, well, I've been applying a few places for part-time employment, and it's a matter of juggling my ability to perform a job. I'm disabled, but I need to earn some money. It's just very, very dire at this time. And I haven't heard back from anyone. It's been, you know, a few weeks or months since I've started applying. I was just wondering what you might see in the near future, or should I wait? Or, you know, I did the footwork, and now it's a matter of letting the universe unfold for me.
Amy, when you were applying to the positions, were you liking what you were applying for?
Yes.
Okay. That's that part's really important. So I feel like one of the things that I'm seeing is on your root system, they're looking a little bit towards the white section, which is ash at this point. And I use that as a metaphor, which means that pretty quickly afterwards you start taking root. But wanting to reiterate that as you go through this, and that usually means it's going to happen within a few weeks, that you'll start to transform what you're working on. But and that's based on your money, that's based on you can even mean new relationship or home, but in your case it obviously has to do with foundation, with money. So but I do feel like I've got to just repeat that, don't apply for anything at all that you do not want to do. So even though you're saying
yeah. I've done that in the past. One of your last quotes was, "If you keep doing the same thing, it's not it's a decision. It's, you know, and it's true." In the past, I would take a job just to have a job, whether I liked it or not, and I found myself repeating the same scenarios time and time again. I'm not doing that. If I'm going to, you know, I'm very limited. That's the problem. I'm very limited on how long I can stand, how long I can sit. I can't lift things. So it really limits where I can go and apply. What can I do? So, you know, I'm just in a ball of confusion right now.
So what I'm getting, the part I'm getting about all this, Amy, is, and here's the tricky part. You care and you need it. You want it. You need this to happen. And so There's an awful lot of energy, and there's the hunt factor where you're hunting for the specific job that's going to meet your requirements. Plus, you're like racking your brain, like, okay, of all the things I can do, what are the jobs for me? I just there's a lot of mental activity there, and then there's the deciding before it's even happened, like, what they're going to say or how they're going to acknowledge you or how do you need to prepare? Like, how are you going to be seen? How are you going to need to explain yourself? I just feel there's these, like, your mental activity is very, very, it's like spinning, which you've said.
Yeah.
But it really is, yeah, is happening. And in that spin cycle, it's not really letting you find your own stable footing. It's not letting you feel the groundedness that I feel like you carry in your energy field and that you could utilize to get more into your body. But when you're up in your head about everything, it's hard to really get back into your body and feel the grounding. So part of it is understanding that thinking more about the situation in this case isn't necessarily going to make the result different. And part of the reason why I say that is just to tell that part of your brain that thinks that it needs to be on it until you get it figured out. And the truth about that is, though, it's like you got to be able to give it a break or give it a rest before it gets figured out, because part of the spin cycle that it's on is creating such a, like, a disturbance in your field. It's hard to let anything in, including this job. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, in a way, because go ahead.
No, I think so. I think that what he's saying there too is just trust that what you put out now, because you're saying that you really wanted the particular ones that you were applying for. Trust it. Now you put it out there. You've done your selections, and trust it.
Yeah. You see, some of the fears that I have that I try not to reflect is that, you know, I'm only asking for X amount of hours and, you know, like 16 hours to start because I haven't worked in a while and I want to, I don't want to take off more than I can do. And I'm wondering, you know, what if they don't hire me because they want somebody that can do more hours or more physical labor and all the what ifs, you know? And then I'm telling myself, you put it out there, now just let it go and let God, let the universe fold Absolutely. It all and arrange it. And if it's not meant to happen, it's not going to happen. So I've been telling myself, you have to accept the fact that it may not be for you. It may not come to fruition. None of these places might hire me. So it's like, you know, I'm trying not to waste the energy on the what ifs because I can't control the what ifs. All I can do is control what I did and what I put out there and what I'm asking for. And
it's true because it's like a tennis game. Like, you're serving your ball and then you got to wait for the ball to come be served back at you before you can serve another one. In the sense of, like, yeah, going forward with, like, do they like my application? Do they not? Do they, you know, they interested or are they not? Like, part of that, you have to wait for the response back. And that can be the killer. And that's why I think all of our brains can get overactive and get into the what ifs and the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and the anything and everything we can control or we think we can control, because those are things that we feel like we can do something about. And I can't do anything about that employer who calls me or doesn't call me, or like if they're going to call me today or they're going to wait for a week to call me. Like, I have no control over that part. You know, you don't have any control over that part. And it's hard, you know, because it's like, oh, I got to wait. I have to wait on somebody else. And
yeah, and the rejections. I've already gotten one rejection. I have to be ready for rejection. And nobody likes to be rejected, but and it's a matter of timing also. September, I have appointments. September's going to be a busy month for me, and I don't want that to interfere with a potential job.
Right. And that, so you also have to ask the universe to help have you help with that. I have another suggestion. Once you press the button to send in your application or whatever it is you after you send it, have a little, just play with your intuition a little bit and just stay in neutral mode and just say okay, and then repeat the name of the company you just applied for in the position in your mind, and then just say, let me know if I've gotten the job, and then trust it. Does that make sense? So in other words, you can see it as a yes or a no, and just if you see that yes, stick with it, because that'll give you confidence to kind of carry out the firmness in which you really wanted that job to begin with.
You say that, and I did. In fact, I sent one through the Indeed link, and even though they wanted hire a full-time position, but I have qualifications pertaining to that type of work. But I wrote that I can only do part-time, and I knew in my mind, they're probably not even going to bother calling me. They never responded. I kind of knew the answer before I sent it, but I sent it anyway, just to go through the motion and get myself back out there.
It's practicing. And you're right. Yeah, because you're practicing.
Yes,
you're practicing,
yes,
the art of doing this. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was just going to say, and you're right about practicing the rejection part, like that it's okay to have that be there and that it isn't anything that's your fault. It's just part of the process. Please, sorry, go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, I've been reading cards, and the cards keep telling me to, put it out there and wait, put it on ice. You can't, there's only so much that I can do, and I'm trying to not worry so much and not put that energy, like I said, I put it out there, and all I can do now is wait. I don't want to follow up too soon, because what I've been told is we're not hiring right now, but in the near future. So that's hopeful for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like I mentioned, September, I'm afraid of taking a job too soon and then saying, geez, can you reschedule me on this day and that day? Because then you become a pain in the butt. And they're saying, oh boy, this one's going to want special attention. So I need all my cards and all my chips to fall in the right place at the right time.
And
that's what I'm afraid.
You'll get keep your vision where it needs to be, and that's what the perfect spot for you with the perfect income that you need. So just keep your vision there. Talk to it. Talk to the vision, on your inner screen. Talk to it. When will you be calling me? So, really
yeah.
Have a good conversation with us. See yourself in that position. See yourself sitting at the wherever it is you're applying for. Maybe you're doing a hot tub spa or something like that, and see yourself sitting there helping people to their hot tub, right? So see yourself doing it. And whatever it is you choose, yeah.
One last image I'll leave is this image of an archer shooting an arrow, and think of each job that you apply for as one of those arrows. And like an archer doesn't grab the arrow back out of the air when they shoot it at the target. Number one, it's going too fast to do that anyways. But just in the sense of this particular metaphor, it's shooting the job, applying for it, doing your part, and then letting it go. It's like it's caring about it. It's connecting with it when you apply. It's being very present. But then once you hit the send on your application or your email to submit your application, then that's you shooting the arrow. And then it's like, okay, I shot my arrow. The universe knows this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. And now I just got to wait and see what happens. And then do your best to try to remain as calm as you can and go get your mind off on other things. Go for a walk if you can. Go stand by a tree and connect with a tree. Go look at some flowers and do something completely opposite to the job hunt in order to give yourself some balance, give your body some balance, give your spirit some balance.
One of the next quotes that I was going to do fits perfectly with what you're doing. And that is, whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. The Gerba, right?
So say that one more time.
So whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it.
Hmm.
right?
Boldness.
Ooh,
yeah.
Boldness.
I'm bold.
That's right. So keep that in mind, that you insist upon this. You insist that you're going to have a great position. You insist upon it. This is you.
Okay. Yeah, I need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need it. I need it. I really do, but I don't want to overextend myself. And you know, because it could hamper, and what if my body can't handle it, my disability, you know, it's like, I haven't told any potential employer that I'm disabled. I don't have to say, hey, I'm disabled. But I, if I can find something where I don't have to reveal that and be able to manage, all the better.
All the better. That's right. So that's part of your dream. That's what so you've got to add that into your requirement and your recipe.
Well, I know you want to have it happen a certain way, and you're wanting to. I just feel you have there's some things about this process that you have that are very fixed and rigid with like how you would like it to go, and then there's just how it's going to happen. And if you're very much caught in the how it has to happen, you may miss some of the opportunities that are around that are not like so overt. They might be, you know, off to the side, but it doesn't mean that they're not valuable or the one. It's just my point to sharing that is you can plan 20, 30 steps out. But when we do that and we haven't even got step one yet, we're spending a lot of energy to get ready for something that isn't, that we may or may not actually need to get ready for. So hold back that planning and save that energy, save that brain power for when you actually get the, yes, you're hired, and then work on step two then. But try to hold back from trying to plan too far out before you've even got it yet. Because then it's just, you're having to explain to yourself and you're having to explain to this mythical job, like of what you can and can't do, or what you're afraid to express that you can and can't do. And that's just a lot of like heaviness that you're bringing into the situation before you've even been asked about it. So that's the part where if you can try to pull that part back, that will free up some of the energy that feels really heavy to you right now.
Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Don't worry about it if it hasn't happened yet, because it may not even happen.
Exactly. Or another way to say it, worry about it when it does happen. Like wait for it to happen.
Yeah.
Then you can figure out how
next
you're gonna
step.
To do it. Yeah.
But dream, you can do it. see yourself doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. And I've been very intuitive lately. It's you know how it ebbs and flows, your intuition. Sometimes it's a lot more astute than other times, or more receptive. It's like, oh my God, things have been blowing my mind lately. And I think of it and it's been happening. It's like, whoa. So yeah, I'm going to see myself in a certain position, and hopefully it does happen. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. And we're joining
in on
that vision with you.
Keep us posted. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will. Okay.
Thank you, Amy. You have a wonderful week, and definitely let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. Having
that was
caller.
Awesome. Yeah. So would you like to take on the next one?
Yes. All right. The next quote. If there be any truer measure of a man than by what he does, it must be by what he gives. Robert South.
Okay. So if he doesn't give directly, he's giving through what he's doing, and okay, I can accept that one. I like that one. What do you think?
I feel yes, because like I feel like with the doing, I feel like it's like looking back and like waiting for the accolades to come.
Yeah,
being of service, like not that you don't want to necessarily be recognized, but that isn't the importance. The recognition is secondary to just wanting to be able to participate in the service.
Yeah, Yeah. I like that one. Yeah.
What is your next goodie for us?
This one's just funny. Looking for a man in finance, 94, poor health, and no living relatives. Right, your turn.
I just had to clear my throat. Wow, that was funny. I had to mute myself. All right, this one's a little bit longer by James Allen. Rely upon your own judgment. Be true to your own conscience. Follow the light that is within you. All outward lights are so many will-o-whips. There will be those who tell you that you are foolish, that your judgment is faulty, that your conscience is all awry, and that the light within you is darkness. But heed them not. If what they say is true, the sooner you, as a searcher of wisdom, find it out, the better. And you can only make that discovery by bringing your powers to the test. Therefore, pursue your course bravely.
Yeah, and really, if it's your dream, it's your dream. Nothing that they can do about it. Nothing they can say can stop you from going for it. And it's your decision on how you want to do it. So I like that one.
True, true. I mean, and it is, it's the kind of thing we can get like interference from other people. Like we can let their interference in, or we can stay focused and know that, like, we can be so sure of ourself and our plan that that interference doesn't like get in the way or stop us or take us in another direction, another course.
Yep. True. Okay, so this one's familiar. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. And that's Bernard Baruch.
That one is familiar and it's so true.
Yeah.
So I want to mention some folks joining us in the comments.
Okay.
Tara says, yesterday was my son's Donnie's 11th birthday. He was born on the birthday of our site production manager for the Edmund Folk Music Festival. Donnie was born the festival weekend, 10 months after he passed away. His name was Don Snyder, and his quote was, "Go wildly forward in a general direction."
I love that.
I do
Oh,
like
that's a
that.
great one. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
true because we
So
can get
it's a
so
good.
set on what we think we're doing, and we're not leaving
Right.
room for the universe to do its part.
Yeah. And so it's like, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe it should be a little bit of that. So I'm going to just stay the course, be general. I like that. Was it your turn or was it mine?
It is, I, let me just read a couple more quotes here
Oh,
real quick.
okay.
Patricia says, "Good morning, Carolyn J and 1-2 Friends." Hi,
Good
Patricia.
morning.
And Quelly says, "Grand Rising, J, Carolyn, and 1-2 Family. First day of school
Kelly.
here in Florida." Whoop whoop to all the students in Florida and everyone going back to school.
Yeah.
And Renee says, "Hi, hi, Renee.
Hi,
It's great to
Renee.
see you." And now it is time for the next one.
Is it your turn?
Oh, is it my turn or your? Oh.
I don't know.
Oh,
You go
well, I'll
ahead.
go for it. Here we go. The man who removes a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. The man who removes a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. This is a
And I think I
Chinese
like that
proverb.
one because I like that one because sometimes when you're picking us, especially at something really big, it's good to do little baby steps in order to feel it out whether this is going to be wanting to, whether that's going to be something you're going to want to take on because it's a huge endeavor, right? The small stones are important at first.
They are. Well,
Yeah.
and just working the way I hear it is like working with what we can do, but and not get so focused on like the big boulders that we can't move when there's a bunch of small little boulders that I can, kind of a thing. it's like work on what I can do and let it unfold organically. I don't have to have all the answers from the beginning.
That's right. You don't. Be careful who you build with, because people will use you for the foundation and finish the structure with somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Oscar Wilde. What seems to us as bitter, let me say this again. What seems to us as a bitter trials are often blessings in disguise. What seems to us as bitter trials are often blessings in disguise. Oscar Wilde.
Yeah, and very often too, that could mean that something just didn't go the way you thought it was going to go, but because maybe the universe has something better in mind. Yeah. Dating is just wondering why someone is single, then figuring it out. Dating is just wondering why somebody is single, then figuring it out. It's another funny. I liked it. Go ahead.
I like it. All right. Let's see. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. Joseph Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not, nobody else is going to do you, right? Like that.
Nobody's going to do it the way we're going to do it.
Right. Here's Anais Nin. I have no fear of depths and a great fear of shallow living.
Especially in this world, it can happen if we're not careful.
I know. Your turn.
All right, here, as we're getting close to the end of the show. To thine own self be true, and it must follow. As the night to the day, thou cast not, then be false to any man. William Shakespeare. Oh, boy, I have to, like, go back to my...
Oh, my God, okay, that's like...
My William Shakespeare reading the rhyme.
Well, it's very similar to some of the other ones you've done today, and that's you know, except for in a different time. It's like do what you know you need to do, and follow through. So,
well, and apparently we all need an extra reminder in that department, because we can all get in our head and not do what we need to do because we've explained, you know, we've explained something away, or we've convinced ourselves that we don't have to, or let's wait another day, kind of a thing.
I agree. Here's a John Lennon. We live in a world where we hide to make love, while violence is practiced in broad daylight.
Wow. That one really hits, especially right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the ugly side of this war machine, pretending like it's not happening. And yeah, and it's like, why is it so hard to find inspirational stories and good things going on? Why do we need to hunt for that?
It's crazy. I know. It's crazy.
Well, we have reached the top of the hour. Where can everyone find you during the week?
Can I do one more?
Oh, yes, please.
I want to do one more. Okay. He saw a rock by the lake. Perfect rock, he said. Nice, she said. He threw it. Eons later, that was still the rock's favorite day.
It was like, it was the most exciting part of its life. It got picked up and thrown.
And said it was a perfect rock. I mean, come on. And he's still thinking about that to this day, that rock. I like that.
I really like that too. It's a great thing to, it's all perspective. Whose perspective?
It's all, and, that's right. Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so Jay, when can we get you?
You can find me afternoons and evenings over on our sister site, 12listen.com. And don't forget, if you don't see Carolyn and I on, you can click the schedule an appointment button that lets us know that you're looking for us. And you can also plan time with us that way.
Yay. And I'm going to be on probably from 7:30 to 4:30 every day on 12listen.com. And yeah, you can schedule with Jay and I through a schedule the scheduler button on 12listen. And
Well,
Mark Husson is up next. What were you going
and
to
I just
say?
want to
I'm
say one
sorry.
more thing. Today's 1-2 day, which is our sale day. We're
Oh, yes.
celebrating random pricing because it's 1-2-Listen, and today's the 12th, and so every 12th of the month we have a sale day, and so today is that day. You can look for TBSs, which are time-based sessions, or EBSs, which are email-based sessions that are on sale. That you can purchase today, but use another day. Or you can also call us and take advantage of that low rate.
Yeah, good data. Come on and see us. All right. Well, you guys have a good week and we will see you next week.
Bye now.
Bye, Jay.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight. With Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.